In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, the Lord was speaking about the evil generation that he was living among, and how they did not accept or take heed to his teaching, and he was comparing himself with Jonah, and how the people of Nineveh accepted and repented with the calling of Jonah. And this reflects one of the main character of the Lord, or of God actually, that how he not only telling us about denying self, but he himself was denying himself. Of course, when we hear that the people repented by the calling of Jonah, then we have to go back and see what did Jonah do actually to the people of Nineveh. He just walked, like went almost to one third of the city, and he said five words: after 40 days, Nineveh will be turned and God will destroy it. Very simple words, and we do not imagine that these words might affect anybody. But actually, the God, the Holy Spirit, who works inside the people, who called them and they offered repentance. But look here how the Lord is giving credit to his prophet, and he is saying that the people repented with his calling, and they did not accept me. It's amazing how we see God himself denying himself. If anyone would like deserve to be honored and glorified, this would be God, of course. And also, we find the same pattern when the Lord was to go in anywhere and make a sign or a miracle. Usually, he instructs the people not to tell to anybody. Why? He did not come for the people to glorify him or exalt him. Yes, he is the one to be exalted. He humbled himself, and we worship him as God who appeared in the flesh. But look at his humility, how he was able to deny himself and try even to disappear after he makes a sign so the people wouldn't go after him and asking him to be a king or something like this. We see the same pattern of denying self with the Holy Spirit. We hear this about the Holy Spirit. What is his work? He will glorify me. The Lord Christ saying this. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. As if the Holy Spirit by himself, he has nothing to do for himself. He is one of the persons of the Trinity. But meanwhile, he does nothing in order that we exalt him. No. He works for and inside us to glorify Christ. And look at what happened in the day of the Pentecost. St. Peter gave a sermon, very simple words. And then we always say what? St. Peter gave a sermon and 3,000 people at that day repented and they were baptized. But we noticed that those people, when they heard St. Peter preaching, what did they feel? They felt that they were cut in their heart. Something like pierced them inside their heart and pushed them to move and ask for what is the way to being Christians. Who did this? The Holy Spirit. But we do not notice this. The Holy Spirit denies himself and appears like St. Peter is giving a sermon and 3,000 people repenting in the same day. We see the same pattern of denying self with God the Father. It's very amazing when we read in the Old Testament and we hear him saying that I am God of Abraham or God of Isaac. How God would relate himself to his creation? Who are those people? They are his handmade people. Then we look at this astonished. How God you relate yourself to your creation? It is honor for them to be related to you. He did not define himself, I am God who created heaven and earth. He said, I am God, a God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. As if God was like be honored to be related to those people. It's an amazing example of denying self. And even the way God the Father was to exalt his saints in the Old Testament. Abimelech, the king of Gerar, at one time, Abraham was dwelling in this land. And then what happened? This man, Abimelech, went and took Sarah, to become his wife. He did not know that she is the wife of Abraham, because she said that I am his sister. Then what happened? God appears to Abimelech in a dream, and he asked him, you have to restore Sarah back to her husband, or you are a dead man. And then what is the solution? You go to Abraham, and he will pray for you, lest you die. Abraham, he did a mistake by lying to this man and saying that she is my sister. But God here, not only restoring Sarah back to her husband, but also exalting his saint as if he did nothing. And through his prayers, I will forgive you. Look how God, in his humility, denying himself and giving exaltation to his people. The same God the Father did with Job when he was angered against Job's friends. He asked Job to do what? For his friend, his friends to go and offer sacrifice, and Job will pray for you, so I will forgive you. Then looking at this pattern, how God is teaching us through example, how he denies himself and he hides himself even to exalt his sins. What do we do in our daily life? Sometimes we do exactly the opposite. We take the credit from God and we relate it to ourselves, as if we achieved something, we did it because of our talent or our gift, which after all is a gift from God. There are some maybe steps that we can think of that can heal us from this disease of searching after vain glory and stealing the glory of God. Number one, maybe it's good for us to meditate on how God denied himself. Every time we go through the Bible and see how God chose to hide in order to make his people to appear, this might take us a few minutes to meditate on, and then we see how God wants us to be. He is our example in everything. So this is number one thing. Reading the Bible, meditating on how God is teaching us by example how to deny ourselves, this might help us. Second step, we need to learn not to be moved with anger when we are not appreciated. I'm not saying when we are insulted, when we are not appreciated. Because this is sometimes a problem, that you find somebody saying, I have been serving my family for these years or my church for these years, I am not appreciated. I am not given what I deserve. What exactly you deserve? I remember one time I asked His Grace Bishop Yusuf about, because at that time it happened with me in the early days of my priesthood, that someone spoke to me in a very harsh way. And I went to Sayyidina and told him, Sayyidina, how should I handle this? And he said to me something I still remember till now. He said, how many times people give you honor that you not deserve? I said, many, many times. He said, then when you accept this, how do you feel? I told him, I don't feel anything. Then he said, why then you are upset because somebody gave you a harsh talk that you do not deserve? As you accepted honor you do not deserve, accept also maybe a harsh wording from somebody that you do not deserve. This might balance you. And this is very true. Every time you hear something harsh, somebody deal with you in a way which you do not expect, maybe this is not the way of appreciation I'm expecting from you, maybe this is a good thing for you to balance you. How many times I received honor that really I do not deserve, and I accepted this and I lived with it, I didn't feel that I have a problem. Another step in order to learn how to deny ourselves and flee from this vain glory, that we need to learn how to rejoice when others are honored. This is a very hard thing, because sometimes people, they move out of being jealous and feel troubled when others are honored. And maybe they try to speak about those people that they do not deserve this, they have got this by mere luck or something like that. We need not to compare ourselves with others, and even if we are to do this, this is to make others to are better than us. Not by the word of the tongue, but by the feeling inside. We need to learn how to rejoice when others are honored, because this will help us to flee from this desire to seek after the vain glory. Another step also might help us to deny ourselves, that we remember always to give thanks and to relate success to God. This is not something we will pretend. This is the reality. God is the giver of all good things. He is the beneficent, and He is the one that is behind all the good things that to happen to us. Then we have to relate every success in our life to Him. Even if we are gifted with something, then we took this gift from someone else. We did not like have this because of something in us. Someone is born with an IQ 160 or 70. What did he do with this? Actually, this God gave to him this way. If someone is so much appealing to others, he has the ability to gain the people, then God gave you this gift. Why is the boost? Then it's important for us to remember to give thanks and relate every good thing that happened to us to God, who is the beneficent. Another thing that might help us to flee from this vain glory is that we give credit to others who helped us to achieve success. Look at the book of Nehemiah. This man, he was a great man. He starts by his zeal, how he left his job, and he went to Jerusalem to build the wall and to build of Jerusalem and also to build the temple. But look in chapter 3 of Nehemiah. He is listing names of people, and he is mentioning in details what every specific person did in order to build the fence or the wall of Jerusalem again. Sometimes when we look at this chapter and we think about it, what did I gain out of reading names? This person did that, this person did that. But this tells us something about the author who wrote this. Nehemiah, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is giving the credit to everyone who shared him in building the wall of Jerusalem. He did not build the wall by himself. All the success or achievements that might have in our life, also some people shared us in this. It never happened by your sole work. Even if you made an achievement in your school, behind this achievement is your family also, who helped you and supported you to be a successful person. Look at St. Paul in his epistles. Usually at the end of his epistle, he remembers all those people who helped him one way or another. Even those people who wrote the epistle just shared him in writing. He says that this person is greeting you, to mention his name and give him credit. I cannot do anything by myself. Others should have shared me to reach success. Another thing that we might learn and help us to deny ourselves is that we avoid these talks that would make us to like meditate on our achievements, if we had any. If our achievements or success was mentioned by others, give God the glory. Avoid these setups and sessions where the people are going to meditate and talk about how wonderful you are, how wonderful was your grades, what you have done was great. Even if this happens against your will, inside you give God the glory. You find usually when there is a reading for the gospel and the bishop is there, maybe you notice this with His Grace Bishop Yusuf, that when the people is saying that may God to keep your life and like be on your grace, he all the time you find him making the sign of the cross over himself and his heart. Why he is doing this? Inside his heart, he is giving God the glory who made him to be a shepherd. And meanwhile, he make the sign of the cross on his heart, lest Satan might come and talk to him about how great you are, how the people are exalting you. He understand and know that this is for the priesthood, not for the person. All of this exaltation and honor is given to the priesthood, which is related to God, not to the person who is practicing this mystery. Another step that might help us to avoid this vain glory is that we remember our inadequacy. How many times we felt that we are inadequate? How many times when God's grace left us by ourselves, we felt like we can do anything. We can mess up our lives like anyone who never knew God. We can do stuff that is shameful even to think and talk about it. How many times we feel that our flesh is really strong, and unless God would have a control over this, we can go and behave like the heathen. Feeling our inadequacy, knowing about this, meditating on that, will make our hearts to be humbled. That why I should be like proud or boasting before God. I know very well, unless God would work inside me, I can do anything like anyone who never knew God. The last step that can help us to avoid this vainglory thing, and we enjoy denying self, is that we may try to taste the sweetness and peace granted to those people who choose the last seat. Sometimes we look at the valley of humbleness from away and saying, this is very harsh place to go to. I cannot take it. It's very hard for me to think that I will be always denying myself. I cannot take it. But we will never understand how this place is peaceful and really enjoyable unless we try it. Let's make a try. Let us try to go into these steps and maybe to practice giving God's glory for everything, denying ourselves from this exaltation that the people try to give to us. At this moment, whenever we will taste this peace, we will never give it up again. We will never choose again to be in the front seat or to make the people feel like we are the people behind our success or something like that. It's today a call for all of us. While we are in this time preparing ourselves for the great Lent, that we have to learn how to give God the glory. To His name is the glory forever and ever. Amen.